Fanboy Nation.
This is your pal Daffy Duck, and you're watching.
You're watching.
We're watching. You're watching Fanboy.
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 A fanboy, etc.
Fanboy Nation.
Dad, I assume Tom.
We are here on the road to Paris with Aya Lettenberger, Paralympic swimmer. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Listen, you're going to hear some background noise. We're in an alley, we're in a party, we're going to be conducting some interviews, having a great time with some Olympians, getting ready for the road to Paris. How excited are you about all this going on?
Oh, I'm so excited. This event is a lot of fun, and we're 1 year out, so the countdown has started.
You know, for those that competed in 2022 that were supposed to compete in 2020, and now 2024 is quickly upon us, what's it like for you having spoken with those athletes that were delayed 2 years? And although it seems like an extra 2 years is a bonus, it could also be a detriment, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting because we only had a 3-year quad this time instead of a 4-year quad. So everything's a little more compressed. So that's been hard to kind of come off of Tokyo and right back into training for Paris. But it's been a really cool experience because everything is closer together. And I think because this has never happened before, that makes it like special and something to kind of live through.
Okay. So this is the first time I've ever met Olympians, so I am thrilled. Paralympians, you're both 10 times better athletes than I'll ever be, so it means the world either way. With doing so, you know, like, I have injuries that I complain about, and then when you go out there and you swim and you compete, you know, no one like me ever has a reason to complain. Who finds you more inspirational? Is it other kids with similar injuries that look up to you? Or is it, you know, people that just are enamored by all your success? Because, you know, I hate to use the whole para thing, even though it's in the title. You know, you're an incredible athlete. You're an Olympian. You're out there living your dream. So who tends to be more inspired by you?
I feel like I try to inspire everyone, but I really want to inspire those other kids with disabilities who, you know, might not think that they have role models to look up to. Like when I was younger, you know, Paralympians weren't shown in the media all the time. So I didn't really have a role model that looked like me to follow in their footsteps. And so I hope to be that for other kids. And I'm really proud to be a Paralympian because I think that, like you said, like everybody has a story, and everybody in the Paralympics has been through so much, and we're also like incredible athletes, so I think that's really special and something that I hope helps to inspire everyone.
And the more important thing is we want to see you beyond the chair, not just the chair. And that's the thing that's most important to me and for, you know, people that are fans of sports and athletes all around. So that's what I want to see more so, is to recognize you as a person beyond this.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what's really special about swimming, too. I'm a swimmer. And when I'm in the pool, it's just me in the water, and it's really freeing. So, yeah, I strive to, like, help other people see the ability and disability and kind of change the negative perceptions associated with disability, because we are so much more than that. And while it is, my disability is a part of me that makes me who I am, it's not who I am.
Right. And that's something we want everyone to recognize.
Yeah, definitely.
Why was swimming your sport of choice?
I grew up, I started playing like softball and soccer, but they became really hard on my legs because I have a disability that affects my legs. So I didn't want to quit sports. I wanted to keep going. And so I found swimming, and as soon as I swam, like the first time I jumped into a pool, that I knew that's where I belonged, because it was just so freeing, as I kind of described. And it just, I don't have my wheelchair, I don't have my leg braces, it's just me in the water, and that's what I love about it.
You know, with everything that's going on, you know, there are people that have a favorite stroke that they just like to perform,
yeah,
whether for exercise or just for fun, and then there's one that they're best for competition. Which one of those is for you? You know, one for just to exercise and then one for competition.
I think my favorite for, like, exercise would be, like, freestyle. But when I race, my favorite race is the 200 IM.
Yeah. Having won the silver medal, you know, like, I know my ego would be running around just carrying the medal with me at all times. Is yours displayed in the house, or is it, like, in the jewelry box?
Yeah, my parents made, so I'm in college, or I just graduated college, and when I won my medal, I was still in school. So my parents made me leave it at home, and it's nice and safe. It's not displayed. I wish it was, but it's not.
And so with Paris right around the corner, we're 1 year out. I never thought that I'd be hanging out with Olympians and Paralympians in a tattoo shop, no less, in downtown Los Angeles. You know, what is the significance of realizing we're less than 365 days away, yet you still were able to make time and celebrate not only previous success, but future goals to be met?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here at this event. I think it's really special to be able to be here and celebrate with Team USA Olympians and Paralympians, because it reminds us what it's all about too. It's more than sport. It's about, like, celebrating us as athletes and celebrating the games. So this just makes me really excited for the next year and motivated to train hard.
Alia, thank you so much for your time. Where can we find you on social media if we want to connect with you and follow you on the road to gold?
Yeah, follow me on my Instagram. It's at ALETT19. And also on Twitter at AhaliaLet.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck 2024 in Paris.
Thank you.